you left go, local agency formation commission is now in session. Commissioner Harkness, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Harkness?
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Here.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Chair Ogren?
Present.
Commissioner Baker's absent.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes from June 10th, please.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Are we gonna
just a note that Commissioner Harkness can't approve because she wasn't here.
Oh, you weren't here, so yeah. There's...
So there's three, you got it.
We're still good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're still good with that. Any opposed? Just to make sure I heard that right. No opposed? Okay. Passes. We'll move on to public comment, unscheduled appearances. This time is allowed for information from the public to the local agency formation commission. No action will be taken on matters presented at this time. Maximum of, we're going to limit that to, can we limit that to 3 minutes? No, we can't, huh? Can we change that as we go along?
Okay.
Maximum.
Make that the policy, excuse me. Maybe we actually make that the policy.
I would like to do that.
Great, we can do that.
Okay, let's change that to 3 minutes. We'll be allowed to each person wishing to speak. Do we have any comments in the room?
No, I don't have a card filled out, though.
We don't have any cards filled out. Do we have any around?
You can fill it out.
Okay. Come on up.
Do you want to fill it out?
I'm really not sure why
let's
I'm here.
Speak your name first.
Oh, excuse me. Donna Batch-Galupi.
Thank you.
Shasta Valley Cemetery District. And I'm not sure exactly why I'm here, other than I saw that the cemeteries were on the agenda. So I would like to speak to, when you get to that point, if you have questions or...
Thank you. We'll call you back up at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Could you fill out a speaker card in the meantime, please?
She is.
And there's an item 5, conflict of interest declaration. Does anybody have any conflicts of interest today? I hear none. Presentation of documents. Any documents to be presented? Item 7, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure, pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street in Yreka. At the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body, all project documents are on file at the LAFCO office within Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street in Yreka and available for public review. Any changes to the agenda items?
No.
Thank you. New business. Nomination of Siskiyou County LAFCO Commissioner Nancy Ogren to the Cal LAFCO Board of Directors.
I think you should turn this over to Laurel at this point.
I think I should.
I think we're just requesting a nomination for the... to nominate Supervisor Ogren to the Cal LAFCO. Representing the northern region of Cal LAFCO. Is there anything you want to report?
Sure, yes. Haley Lang, Executive Officer. So Commissioner Ogren has expressed interest to be on the Cal LAFCO board. And so as a part of the process, a few requirements must be made before she can be elected. So all candidates must have the support of the commission, have the support of their respective executive officer, complete the nomination form and candidate form in its entirety, and submit all the required paperwork by the deadline. And so today we are asking the commission to vote in support for Commissioner Ogren to continue on this process.
And I'm already on the
northern region, as the northern region representative.
So I'm not acting already.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Move to approve.
I'll second.
I don't know if the vice chair can second.
I'll second.
Thank you.
I think it's good.
Kenny? Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then. Do you want to do a voice vote?
Oh. Do we need a...
You want me to do a roll call? Okay, sorry. Commissioner Harkness, or sorry, Vice Chair Harkness?
Aye.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sucked in for 2 years.
Better you than me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've gotten a taste of it.
Have
fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad my plate was full.
Yeah. Well, thanks to y'all, because I've already made my reservations for the for the event.
That's okay.
Awesome. Items for discussion to rest and list of cemetery districts in Siskiyou County, including locations and budgets. Haley?
Yes, Haley Lang, Executive Officer. So at the last LACPA meeting, we had briefly discussed Senate Bill 777, which is a proposed bill that amends the health and safety code regarding cemeteries, and it would require a local agent, a LAFCO, to essentially be responsible and take over abandoned cemetery districts. And so LAFCO had provided direction on a presentation regarding what our active cemetery districts are in the county and their respective budgets. And so we had pulled from the county's final fiscal year 2025-2026 budget. As you can see in the staff report package, a lot of the cemetery districts are essentially in the red funding-wise. But really, going back to SB 777, it would give the local agency the title to any endowment care funds of prior cemetery authority held by the borough, and would require the local agency to take possession essentially of a cemetery district in its entirety. And so should this bill pass, it would potentially be a concern for Siskiyou County and Siskiyou LAFCO in the event that a cemetery district decided to not carry on or abandon their functions, we would potentially be in a situation where we could take over a cemetery district and, figure out all of the ins and outs that are required of that. Yes, and so really the staff report is just for some information, as an FYI for the commission to be aware. Currently, in terms of where the bill is at right now, it's passed out of the Senate, the Business and Professions and Local Government Committees with amendments, the Local Government Committee and the Appropriations Committee, and I think it's going through a third reading. There have been significant edits to the bill, but it is kind of hard as it's going through the process to see or assume kind of how those edits are going to inform the final bill. And so we're watching. I know a lot of other LAFCOs are very much against this bill. They're very much against LAFCO having to take authority over it. A lot of LAFCOs feel that, it should be a county function should that happen. And so, there's still a lot to be determined with the process. But just wanted to give you all as much information as we could find. And so with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do we have a list of possible sites that would have to fall under this umbrella?
We have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cemetery districts. So potentially 7, right? We would be authorized or responsible, should they be abandoned, to take over the authority, maintenance, financing, bookkeeping,
that's
all of it.
Pretty high cost of, in the bottom line of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would fall to the general fund of the county.
Yeah.
I mean, the ramifications, and I'm assuming that all rural counties are in the same predicament. So I'd be curious to know if RCRC has got this on their radar. Certainly we have, Joanne should be tracking this for us and just be apprised.
Yeah, that's going to be spending.
Yeah, I would get with Joanne about it and have her kind of keep track of the legislation. And
sure. I'll do that.
Depending on where it is, if there's any chance for amendments, and I think we would need to send a letter to whoever the author is to to say, well, you know, hey, this is not helping us. I mean, it's not going to help the cemetery district. Right. It's certainly not going to help the county.
Okay.
100%.
What yeah, it's pretty, oh,
go ahead.
It's pretty time sensitive, right? During the final weeks of the legislative session in California.
Yeah, let me pull up.
And the document that you provided it us shows kind of the budget, but it doesn't mm-hmm. show what their balance is in their accounts or what their reserves are.
Yeah, that's pulled from
the
our county budget.
Budget. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost begs the question, since they're small, and I know just from our own, as a board supervisor experience, trying to find, they have trouble finding board directors, even all those kind of things.
Oh,
you know, to me, it's one of those entities that's ripe for consolidation. You know, maybe there is a benefit to that, but, you know, it's, we can't tell them to do that. We, you know,
no,
how do we incentivize that, you know, type of thing?
It would be interesting to have that conversation with the cemetery districts and see if there could... You know, I know that it's difficult for those boards to manage the cemeteries, but it would be interesting to see if there were a way to have an overarching board that would manage all of those,
mm-hmm.
And if those boards could get together and agree to that, and if just a sec, and see if that consolidating the money, consolidating the boards, and if that could become one board to manage everything, and if that could even be a consideration. Because not every cemetery needs the same budget, not every, you know, and to be able to pool that money together might look differently. It might work better.
So if I could just follow up, I know that, you know, I've been at this long enough to know that the district, those kind of small districts always have trouble trying to find, not just cemetery districts,
right.
but any special district. I think, you know, I've been on the soapbox before about, geez, it'd be nice if they consolidated.
Right.
It might be a long-term benefit there.
Right.
Again, I wish there's a, maybe my wheels are spinning, how could we incentivize that?
Well,
and I don't mean LAFCO can.
No, but even if the county were able to, you know, pitch in a certain amount, if it could get consolidated, if we could offer administrative services, if we could help offer guidance, if we could figure out, you know, like we said before the meeting, if there was guidance with SHPO, because these are, you know, if there's grant funding available, because these are historic monuments, if we could look at some other avenues.
Well, that would be something that should be in that bill. If you're going to
you
do that,
think.
Put something in there
right.
to incentivize to
right.
make these things viable
right.
longer term so they don't go into default where,
right.
you know, I mean, we're not equipped, we're not skilled no. in managing cemetery districts.
No, nor, I don't think, nor should we.
No, mm-hmm.
Right, it's not a function of county.
No. So, if there aren't any other pressing comments here, I'd kind of like to
yeah,
hear
absolutely.
From Ms. Pachigalupi because you have the experience. So,
I'm Shasta Valley Cemetery District. As you
could
probably
you
know, we have
say. Could
a
you say your name,
I'm
please,
sorry.
Nicole?
Donna Pachigalupi. As you, some of you know, we have 8 cemeteries. We have a 2-persons staff. We have a field person and we have a part-time office person. We're trying to manage 8 cemeteries with 2 people, which is, if one of them, for instance, if we lose our grounds manager, we're gonna be SOL because he does it all. He does the burials, he manages the cemeteries. And then we have 1 part-time office person who works her head off. And we have tried to get help through the various, we've tried to pass a Measure L, to try to get a $7 resident fee, $7 a year. That was turned down. And we have been operating on a shoestring ever since. Our equipment is old, our everything is old. We have an office that's, it's lucky it's still standing. It was an old shed, But there needs to be something done, and I don't know, if we could get some county assistance, wouldn't take much to keep us on board. We operate on a shoestring, as I said. But as you said, consolidating, and at one point we were asked to take over Hornbrook, and we said we could do that if we could have the money that they already had. We couldn't just take it over and support it with the money we had in our budget. We would have to take their budget over too. We were also asked by the city to take over the Chinese plot up here, and we said we would do that, but again, it needs to be in top condition before we could take it over, because we don't have the manpower to go in and clean it up. But we would do it. And I think the idea of consolidating some of the districts is a great idea, because we're all, people are not burying their relatives anymore. And this is the problem. And the ones we are burying are ones preneeds that bought their plots years and years ago. So the money has already been in the budget. And we do have the endowment fund, which I think our endowment fund is around $300,000, but that can only be used in the event that the cemetery closes. Then that endowment fund comes into place to maintain the cemeteries. We can't use it. We can use the interest off of it for certain projects, but we can't touch that endowment fund until the cemetery is full and there's no place to bury anybody. Then the endowment funds can be used by law. So, but I like the idea of consolidating some of them, because we don't have that much business, but we still have to manage and keep the cemeteries open. Whether you bury one person or you bury 500, you still have the same expenses pretty much. So I do like that idea. I don't know that LAFCO is the agency to deal with that, because there's a lot of, it's an everyday project. We have people coming. This is the one thing we do have, is people coming to visit the cemetery, to visit their loved ones. And we've tried to manage that. We have complaints. There's too many flowers. There's too much this. There's too much that. But with only one grounds person, it's pretty, it's a thankless task.
Do you have any volunteers that also help out?
No. There was a Friends of the Cemetery group set up, but they ran into legal problems, so it was abandoned, and so that no longer exists. And we have tried to get volunteers, but there again, we have insurance issues that come into play, so that's a little difficult too.
Can I ask you another question? Kind of it's with this, but so now a lot of people are being cremated.
Right.
So do you have a rule on how many can be cremated in, like, say, one plot? I know I have one down in Mount Shasta that I inherited, and you can go up to 3 people cremations in one plot. So if you have a small family, you can get it. So I don't know if you guys do that too. And I don't know what the costs are for
you. We
those.
Do. We, okay. we you can put at least 2 people. Are you talking about the actual?
It's a plot where it's
in the ground, yes, or in,
it's,
yeah.
It's in the ground, and then you could put up to 3 more family, yeah, members.
And we've just passed a resolution to go to half plots.
Okay.
Because we thought that would encourage people to bury their people in the cemetery. But we just found a grave up from our ranch that somebody has buried somebody. And it's been there a long time, but somebody just came and refreshened it and put solar lights, and that's the only way we found it. So people are being buried all over the place. And we're finding where people are coming into the cemetery at night and digging little holes and putting their...
The ashes?
Yeah.
Really?
So even though we have a scatter garden, which only costs $100, you can go up and you can scatter the ashes and you can put the name on a plot. So we've tried we've done green burials, we've done all these different types of burials, and we've done everything we can to figure out how to serve the public in the cheapest manner we can, because that's what we're there for. We're a public cemetery. Right. And yeah, it's very difficult.
It is. I agree. Well, thank you very much.
So, okay, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Well, I would say that, you know, LAFCO, I mean, consolidation would happen under LAFCO. It would come through us, right? But I do think, Madam Chair, it would probably be, this is something that probably needs to be brought before the board, because it could have a direct effect if that passes. And, you know,
on our budget, yeah, on the board's budget.
So, you know, kind of, I think we need to be globally aware. And, yeah. You know.
So...
So we see what happens with the legislation, and
we got to follow that.
Yeah, so they met last on the 20th, so I'll look to see what other text amendments are made, where it's at in the process, how it reads in, you know, with today's amendments, and then I will you know, keep the chair apprised of the amendments, and then if needed
bring it to the board.
We can bring it to the board, yeah. Write a support letter.
Right.
And I can keep Joanne apprised as well.
Please do.
We'll be at RCRC. Maybe we can canvas some of our peers.
When we have some county updates, maybe I'll bring it up to the
absolutely.
County
updates. I'm sure that there's other, our peers are in the same position.
Yeah.
Maybe it warrants a bigger discussion.
And I wonder how it affects the larger counties, the more urban counties versus rural counties.
If there's different issues that are,
you know, because they have huge cemeteries, but those are also much more successful. So
their problem is running out of land.
It's more of an issue of real estate than it is.
They probably have probably a better endowment,
absolutely.
Little bit more sustainability.
How do how do those endowment funds work? Is that a government endowment? Donna, do you know how the endowment?
It's,
come back up to the podium, please.
I think it's how it's set up in the very beginning.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
That,
and the rules that are associated with it.
And it's a law. It's under the Health and Safety Code, and it's for. It's to keep us from closing cemeteries, actually, is what it is, to always have it available to the public. So if we totally run out of the ability to sell plots, then we could not close the cemetery until the endowment fund was used. So it's a safeguard for the public to keep those cemeteries open, but we can't use it to operate. It just sits in an account.
So, but you're given that when the cemetery is...
We charge everyone who buys a plot a $250 endowment, which...
Understood.
Which is, that has been established by the Health and Safety Code.
Okay.
And it goes into an account that sits in the county, and it does draw interest, and we can use the interest for certain projects, maintenance. We can't buy equipment with it, unfortunately.
That's
what
you
need the most problem.
Well, it is, because I remember
and
this
we've
time.
Also tried to get, you know, the county has that surplus equipment.
The backhoe, I remember.
And we have tried to do that, but it doesn't, I don't know where, why, we just never seem to qualify some reason.
Excuse me. Do you get donations from the private public, or...
Very, very seldom. Very seldom.
I know that Weed's got some donors that are helping out. For
public cemeteries don't seem to get. And we can't do fundraisers.
I was just going to ask if you can.
We're not allowed to do fundraisers. If there was a Friends of the Cemetery group, they could do fundraisers.
Because they're the.
But we can't do fundraisers. So our hands are tied there, too. So.
Well, I'm trying to come up with some ideas.
Well, and those kind of facts are something that should be brought to the author of the bill. So what, you know,
seriously,
how how our hands are tied.
Could you work with another nonprofit that can fundraise for you, you know, on your behalf?
There could be one set up, but we can't work with them. We have to be independent of them.
But can another 501, can another outs not related to you?
That's a good question.
Work on your behalf to raise funds?
Mm-hmm. And that's what the Friends of the Cemetery were
right, but
were doing.
So, say, the Conservative Republicans raise money for the cemetery?
And we have talked about that in our group.
Just, you know, thinking outside the box.
Yeah, we have talked about that in our group. The problem is it would have to be a non... It couldn't be Republican. It would have to be a non-partisan political group.
Okay, so say the dog shelter or whomever.
The cattlemen.
Yeah.
Any of those groups could set up a fundraiser for the cemetery district.
Right, and maybe it's just a portion of what they've raised could go toward mm-hmm. that.
And they would have to specify how the funds were
right.
to be used.
Right.
We have gotten a little money from, what is that group? They sent us $5,000 a couple of years ago, which we are going to put in a front gate because our front gate is absolutely shot. We can't even really close it. And so they wanted us to use it for something to improve the cemetery.
Specific.
And so we told them that that's what we're going to do with the money. It's just getting somebody to build the gate, which has not been easy. I mean, the public complains because our roads are dusty. There's nothing we can do about it. We don't have the money to pave the roads. So we have lots of complaints. We just have no money to do.
Well, and no solutions. People are good about that, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to deal with that. You just have to have broad shoulders. Everybody likes to complain.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to
volunteer. We were hoping that the county road department would come in and grade and maybe make that one of their projects, but that hasn't happened.
So, I'm just trying to think of some immediate things that you could be doing, and I think that, you know, might defer a little bit, is just try to get out there and ask for help. Ask for a 501c3 to give maybe 10% of what they're raising. Whether it's the Elks Club, and I know they struggle, which all of our 501c3s struggle
right
now. So, but 10% is 10%. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's something that can help defray some costs.
But how, as a cemetery district, we can't go out and ask them for that. That somebody else has to ask them.
But you can ask
like
somebody else.
Like the county has to ask them, or somebody else other than the directors. The directors cannot do that.
So, but everywhere you go, you can ask one of your other, whether it's, you know.
To bring it up. Yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you just have one singular physical location over a wide district boundary?
Our district boundary goes all the way down to Grenada. We have a cemetery district in Edgewood, and then we go all the way out to Little Shasta. So it's a really big cemetery district.
How far north do you go? Do you go up into Wairika, or?
Wairika is our furthest north. We have the airport cemetery out here at the airport, and then we have the historical cemetery, which is a maintenance issue because we can't bury anyone in there because it's a historical cemetery. Mm. So it's just a maintenance issue. Mm. So it makes no money at all.
So how many cemeteries do you actually have?
Eight.
Eight in our district.
So we have one employee taking care of eight cemeteries.
Wow.
So Edgewood is under your district?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And so is Gazelle. We have two cemeteries in Gazelle. So we're really spread out. Mm-hmm. So I
just read the language of the bill and the amendment there. It looks like it's been modified quite a bit in July. Yeah, it really is only, you know, it's back to the Bureau convening a work group and putting out recommendations and report by June. 1st of 2026, and that's about the extent of the bill.
Oh, great. So it was heavily modified last
week. Totally.
There's
like, it's all red.
Yeah.
Red.
So we have some time to...
So well,
it buys us some time, but it doesn't change things,
but it does buy us some time.
Yeah, it's a good flag, you know, but I think that it sounds like there's some opportunity to engage in the work group. They specifically call out CalAFCO, League of California Cities, CSAC, Urban Counties of California, RCRC, Public Center, you know, sort of convening as part of that work group. So.
Okay, well, I bet. Two big meetings I'm going to in the next 2 months that I can bring up.
Have a topic for conversation.
Start bringing up the conversation.
And the other thing, we only have three directors. We're supposed to have five.
Oh, right.
But we couldn't, we have not been able to pick up. Every time we pick up one, they either die or they...
Well, there's your makeup for you.
And I'm telling you, that's very common. I think the Dunsbury Elementary School Board, they had to go down to three because they couldn't, consistently can't get... Spots filled, which is back to what my original statement. I'm all for consolidation because at least you have a smaller pool, but at least you can fill the slots.
I think that would be just a great idea to consolidate some of these districts.
Well, again, Madam Chair, maybe we bring this before the board at some point in time, you know, where we can have a more in-depth discussion with the board because of the potential ramifications to the county.
Well,
so that means we only have two people have to be at the meeting. So we're getting approval with just two people, which really is not comfortable.
It's not a good way to do business.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And I've read your minutes frequently, and I have a little bit of angst over that, too. It's a difficult way to do business.
It is.
It's not fair, is what
and
it is.
No,
it's not.
And
it puts a lot of work on two people.
And the public looks at that a little bit, maybe cross-eyed, too. It's not...
And they should.
Well, it's hard to really look at that and not have a little bit of angst over the fairness and the checks and balances of how that business is being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
It would be better to have a good board, you know, a five-person board.
It would. It would be wonderful. But as I say, we keep losing them. They keep dying on us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so I think I'm getting the hearing that we'd like to move this forward with direction to monitor the bill and... input where appropriate and bring it forward to an agenda for the Board of Supervisors to okay, I like that. Do we need
and I would say not immediately to the board, maybe to how this is playing out within the next month or two, you know,
I'll
like
keep watching the bill
look toward the end of October or so
to
get some more information
by the end of the year, I would say
November-ish. We only have a couple more meetings, really. We only have one meeting in November, so. We want to keep that one kind of, that's going to be.
Don't we have another one?
No, we don't want to do that. So do we need a motion to do that, or just direction?
Staff direction was good.
Direction's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. That was a robust conversation.
Yeah, good. Well,
thanks for being here. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, moving on. Future meetings, we're looking at October 14th, if we have anything on the agenda.
And we do not have anything on the agenda, so
cancel.
We can cancel.
So we can cancel that.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in November and December.
No.
Okay, let us know when you need us next.
Okay.
Yeah, keep us posted on that. Do we have any correspondence to talk about?
I have a staff comment if we're at that point.
We are. If we don't have any correspondence, we'll move ahead to staff comments.
So Janine, our lovely clerk, is retiring. So this will be her last LAFCO meeting as clerk.
I am out of here.
I wondered what that little grin was all about.
No wonder she's happy.
So if you'd like to join us for her retirement party, it will be the last Friday of this month at Smoked Tomato Pie at 5 o'clock. So I think that's the 26th, if I remember.
What time?
5 o'clock. Smoked Tomato Pie.
STP.
Oh, cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yep.
Not that you can find a replacement. Do you have someone?
We have no replacement. Rick is going to be typing up the minutes. All right. All right.
Well,
and then he's like, I'll retire next.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
That
Thank
awesome.
You.
What are your plans?
I'm just going to sleep in and tackle all my hobbies that I never have time to do.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
As you said.
Way to do it. Right on. Okay, and then commission comments? Anybody?
Would you like to be on the cemetery board?
No, thank you. I'm friends with Rory, so no, she talks. Yeah, no, thanks.
That was really good.
All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, we will adjourn at 9:35.
That was a long meeting.